ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Three more hostages kidnapped by Hamas October 7th have been released under the terms of the ceasefire. This group includes American-Israeli Keith Siegel, also released Ofer Calderon. His cousin Eyal urged President Trump to help secure freedom for the rest.
Do everything to bring them back. Please, we will fight with us until the last one.
President Trump's announced tariffs on imports from Canada, Mexico, and China to take effect today. This leads to fears of higher prices on everything from clothes to electronics to cars. All six people aboard a medical transport jet died when it crashed in northeast Philadelphia shortly after takeoff Friday night. At least six people on the ground treated for injuries. That's 2 days after 67 people were killed in the collision between a military helicopter and an American Airlines jet over the Potomac River. Recovery operations in the Frigid River continue. This is ABC News. 24 days after the Palisades and Eaton fires erupted in Southern California, they're fully contained, but they are the second and third most destructive fires in state history. 29 people were killed, thousands of homes have been destroyed, and the extensive cleanup is beginning, says ABC's Jory Rand.
Altadena is a flurry of activity. Cleanup crews, utility workers, and the United States Environmental Protection Agency. As outlined by LA Mayor Karen Bass, this is phase one in the process of getting people back to their properties. These crews are going home by home, meticulously digging through the rubble to remove potentially hazardous waste.
Democrats trying to plot a course back to national power elect a new leader today. More than 400 DNC members gathering to vote for the party's new chair. Leading contenders are Ben Wickler. He's the chair of the Wisconsin State Party. And Ken Martin. He leads the Minnesota Democratic Party. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Here is your updated forecast from meteorologist Tony Schumacher for Southwest Wisconsin. For today, mostly cloudy, will top off at 31. Breezy tonight with a 40% chance of scattered light snow, sleet, and freezing drizzle. Minor accumulation possible with temperatures steady near 30. For tomorrow, much warmer, mostly cloudy. We may see some sunny breaks, a high of 47. Sunday night, mostly cloudy, a 50% chance of light snow very late in the night with a low near 27. Light snow likely on Monday, tapering off by midday, about an inch of accumulation and a high of 33. Tuesday, much cooler, mostly cloudy to partly cloudy, a high of 23. And Wednesday, your midweek outlook, warmer. Some light freezing rain, sleet or snow during the day with a high temperature of 34.
You'll be back every night in my dreams. You'll be back. cause you're gone. Cause you'll be back.
You'll be back.
Every night in my dreams, you'll be back.
You'll be back.
And it won't even seem like you're gone. No, I won't be alone. Cause you'll be back. Every night in my dreams, yeah, you'll be back.
You'll be back.
Every night in my dreams, you'll be back.
Great way to wake up with the Statler Brothers. You'll be back on Country and Community. Adam Hess with you. It's the weekend wake up.
Jumped down at the car wash. I left my mama a goodbye note. By sundown, I left Kingsley with my guitar under my coat. I hitchhiked all the way down to Memphis. Got a room at the YMCA. For the next 3 weeks, I went hunting them nightclubs looking for a place to play. Well, I thought my picket would set them on fire, but nobody wanted to hire a guitar man. Starved to death down in Memphis. I run out of money and luck. So I bought me a ride down to Macon, Georgia on an overloaded poultry truck. I thumbed on down to Panama City, started picking out some of them all-night bars. I hoping I can make myself a dollar making music on my guitar. I got the same old story, them all-night peers. There ain't no room around here for a guitar man. We don't need a guitar man, son. So I slept in the hobo jumpers. I roamed 1,000 miles of track. Till I found myself in Mobile, Alabama, at a club they call Big Jack's. A little four-piece band was jamming, so I took my guitar and I set in. I showed them what a band would sound like. I was a swinging little guitar man, show them some. Swinging a guitar, man. Yeah, yeah. That he loves.
old dream. They're gonna light the old flame. Doing what they please, leaving every other reason behind. 18 wheels and a dozen roses. 10 more miles on his 4-day run. A few more songs.
Eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up and she's a-running like I never before. There's a speed zone ahead with all right. I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got me 10 forward gears on a Georgia overdrive. I'm taking little white pills and my eyes are open wide. I just passed a Jimmy in a wine. I've been a-passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm a-gonna make it home tonight. But it seems like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. I could have a lot of women, but I'm not like some of the guys. I could find one to hold me tight, but I could never make believe it's all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. ICC is a checking on down the line. Well, I'm a little overweight and my logbook's away behind. But nothing bothers me tonight. I can dodge all the scales all right. 6 days on the road and I'm a-gonna make it home tonight. Well, my rig's a little old, but that don't mean she's slow. There's a flame from her stack and that smoke's a-blowing black as coal. My hometown's a-coming in sight. If you think I'm a-happy, you're right. 6 days on the road and I'm a-gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm a-gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm a-gonna make it home
tonight. 100.9 WRCO.
Well, when I was a young man and never been kissed, I got to thinking it over how much I had missed. So I got me a girl and I kissed her and then, oh lordy, well I kissed her again. Because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter than wine.
Sweeter than wine.
Well, I asked her to marry and be my sweet wife. I told her we'd be as
so happy for the rest of her life. I begged her and I pleaded like a natural man, and in the whoops, oh lordy, well she gave me her hand. Because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter than wine.
Sweeter than wine.
Well, we worked very hard, both me and my wife, working hand in hand to have a good life. We had corn in the field and wheat in the bin, and in the whoops, oh Lord, I was the father of twins. Because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter than the wine.
Sweeter than wine.
Well, our children ain't numbered just about four, and they all had a sweetheart knocking at the door. They all got married and they wouldn't hesitate. I was a whoops, oh Lord, the grandfather of eight. Because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter than wine. Sweeter than wine.
There's a great classic for your weekend to wake up, Jimmie Rodgers. We're at 19 degrees, that according to the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. Good morning, kids. We'll have a look at sports coming up next.
If you want your information first and fast, sign up for the daily WRCO newsletter. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and use your email address to sign up. We only use your address for the newsletter and occasional correspondence. The WRCO newsletter is sponsored in part by Sunshine and Giggles. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and sign up for our daily newsletter. No first, no fast. From WRCO. COFM.
Hey, rock and rollers. I always wanted to say that. This is Bo, and I'm filling in for Phil Knee. Since Phil lost his voice early this week, he needs me to tell you about Those Were the Days Radio this Saturday night, which will include a batch of hits from 1970. Those were the days on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and the Civic Media app is sponsored in part by Mastodon Records, Utter Brothers in Basketball, Town & Country TV & Appliance, Mindham Wealth Advisory Group, Julie Cairns State Farm, Turbos in Hub City, and Joan Chevrolet. On behalf of the Solid Gold Dancers, this is Bo Henricks inviting you to listen to Those Were the Days on Saturday night.
WRCO FM Radio Sports. I'm Adam Hess. It was a close one in wrestling action last night. Richland Center and River Valley facing off. Richland Center pulled out the 32-31 win in high school wrestling. In boys basketball, Ithaca and Weston did battle in boys action. Phil Knee was on hand.
Ithaca was a winner 84-43 over Weston in area high school basketball Friday night. The Bulldogs shot well in front of the home crowd as they made 13 three-pointers on the way to improving to 12-5 overall and 6-3 in the Ridge and Valley Conference. Weston fell behind early and was not able to get its shooting on track as they fell to 2-9 in the league and 4-12 overall. 11 players scored for the Bulldogs. Devin Iam had 19. Sammy Clary added 3 three-pointers and a total of 17. Ethan Brookram scored 10 points. Casey Pomerang, 8. Houston Boland and Dante Kleinsasser each had 6. Cody Burns, 5. Wesley Nelson and Keegan Jones each had 4. Tyler Steinmetz made a 3. And Caden Keller scored 2. Ithaca was 3-for-4 from the line. Weston was led by Isaac Jennings, totaling 20. Trevor Westball had 10 points. Garrett Jennings scored 8. Caden Putman scored 4 points, and Ethan Craker 1. The Silver Eagles hit 4 three-pointers, and they shot 4-for-10 from the line. The Bulldogs jumped to a 43-20 halftime lead. They took a 40-point advantage with just over 2 minutes to play on the way to an 84-43 win. Ithaca will now prepare to host Iowa Grant for senior night on Monday night. Weston will have time off until Thursday when they host Seneca. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thank you, Phil. Other boys' final, Southwestern over Riverdale, 93-42. Aiden Keller put in 19 for Southwestern. Bevan Devon had 22, and Owen Blankenship, 15, in a losing cause for Riverdale. It was a win for Iowa Grant over Boscobel, 57-40. Fenimore, a 71-59 win over Cuba City. Hillsboro, 75, Wanewoc Center, 25. North Crawford, 81-68 over Seneca. Royal, 74, New Lisbon, 41. Westby, 56, Arcadia, 50. Nacita defeated Cashin, 37-30. Wazika Steuben, a big win over DeSoto, 36-32. Mineral Point, 66-37 over Darlington. It was a win for Baraboo over Portage, 82-59. And Onalaska over Sparta, 69-58. Girls basketball, Lancaster defeated Richland Center 60-22. It was a 20-point win for Prairie du Chien over River Valley, 67-47. Highland 74, Kickapoo 47, Platteville an 82-43 win over Dodgeville. Barneville 79, Potosi Cassville 37. 68-47, Wisconsin Heights picks up the win over Waterloo. It was Sparta and Onalaska battling. Onalaska picked up the win, 53-35, and La Crosse Central over Toma, 63-39.
Richards Insurance. See the people you can trust at Richards Insurance, your independent insurance agency serving all of Southwest Wisconsin. Richland Electric Cooperative is proud to offer many services to its members and area residents. Richland Electric Co-op is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. And Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call them for a free estimate on a new high-efficiency Carrier gas furnace. Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. 647-5500.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
So I remember when I would ride the bus to school as a wee little lad, and Al Hushka was the morning man here. Before I got on the bus, I'd call him and I'd say, "Cousin Al, can you play Frank Mills? I'm about to get on the bus." He'd wait a few minutes and he'd play that for me. Oh, the memories. Wart's Floor and Home Thermometer showing 19 degrees. So if you're out and about today, be prepared. There might be a little frost on the old windshield. This is Jerry Reed and Amos Moses. Hey, Amos.
Here comes Amos. Amos Moses was a Cajun. He lived by himself in the swamp. They hunted alligator for a living. It just knocked him in the head with a stump. The Louisiana law gonna get you, Amos. It ain't legal hunting alligator down in the swamp, boy. Now everybody blamed his old man for making him mean as a snake. When Amos Moses was a boy, his daddy would use him for alligator bait. Tie a rope around his waist and throw him in the swamp. Alligator bait in the Louisiana Bayou. About 45 minutes southeast of Tippido, Louisiana, lived a man called Doc Millsap and his pretty wife and all. Well, they raised up a son that could eat up his bed and groceries. Named him after a man of the cloth. Called him Amos Moses. Yeah. Now all the folks around South Louisiana said Amos was a hell of a man. He could trap the biggest, the meanest alligator and just use one hand. That's all he got left, called alligator bitty. Left arm gone clean up to the elbow. Well, the sheriff got wind that Amos was in the swamp trapping alligator skin. So he snuck in the swamp, gonna get the boy, but he never come out again. Well, I wonder where the Louisiana sheriff went to. Well, you can so get lost in the Louisiana bayou. About 45 minutes southeast of Tippido, Louisiana, lived a cat called Doc Millsap and his pretty wife Hannah. Well, they raised up a son that could eat up his bed and groceries. Named him after a man of the cloth. Called him Amos Moses. Sit down on him, Amos. Make it count, son. About 45 minutes southeast of Tippido, Louisiana, lived a man called Doc Millsap and his 30
Galveston, oh Galveston, I still hear your sea winds blowing. I still see her dark eyes glowing. She was 21 when I left Galveston. Galveston, oh Galveston, I still hear your sea waves crashing. Flashing, I clean my gun and dream of Galveston. Oh,
down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now, you played pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul, because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet, and you're going to regret, because I'm the best as ever been. Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, because hell's broke loose in Georgia, and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold. But if you lose, the devil gets your soul." Up his case and he said, "I'll start this show," and fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow, and he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss, and then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. Johnny said, "Well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done. Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granted that you don't bite, no child, no." The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat, and he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, "Devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again, because I told you once, you son of a gun, I'm the best as ever been." He played, "Fire on the mountain, run, boy, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. The chicken in the bread pan, I'm picking out dough. Granny, we don't fight, no child, no."
We're getting you ready to face the world with the Charlie Daniels Band. That is your weekend wake-up forecast. Looking for a high today near 31. The Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer checking in at 18. So far, that's the morning low.
Well, it was all that I could do to keep from crying. Sometimes it seems so useless to remain, but you don't. Call me Waylon Jennings, and you don't have to call me Charlie Price, and you don't have to call me Merle Haggard anymore. Wrote that song, and he told me it was the perfect country and western song. I wrote him back a letter and I told him it was not the perfect country and western song because he hadn't said anything at all about mama or trains or trucks or prison or getting drunk. Well, he sat down and wrote another verse to the song and he sent it to me, and after reading it, I realized that my friend had written the perfect country and western song, and I felt obliged to include it on this album. The last verse goes like this here. Well, I was drunk the day my mom got out of prison, and I went to pick her up. Darling.
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. And now you wear your skin like iron, and your breath is hard as kerosene. Weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seemed. She began to cry when you said goodbye. Sank into your dream. Poncho was a bandit boy. His horse was fast as polished steel. He wore his gun outside his pants for all the honest world to feel. Poncho met his match, you know, on the deserts down in Mexico. Nobody heard his mouth. The day they laid poor Poncho low, the lefty split for Ohio, where he got the bread to go. There ain't nobody
tender. There's a one-man party going on. I'm sitting here nursing a long-neck beer, trying to forget you're gone. I've got a fresh roll of quarters for an all-night honky-tonk sound. Keeps me singing a different tune, so the bottle won't let me down. Drinking songs and other logic get me over you. If there's a bullet, I can dodge it. Which country, playing everything we know. The red-headed stranger smoking, he burned a hole in his guitar. And I'm drowning in a whiskey river, Lord, that's running right through this bar. Drinking songs and other logic get me over you. If there's a bullet, I can dodge it with a shot of 90 proof. With the jukebox now in session, get me through.
Oh, Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
There are a lot of uncertainties for the grain and oilseed markets. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's focus on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. There are a lot of questions about the direction of the commodity markets early in 2025. Sean Lusk with Walsh Trading tells Brownfield that's just more of a reason to have a solid risk management strategy.
There's a number of different ways to go, but you're almost at the point of the ballgame here, where if one wanted to lock in $5 corn and he hasn't moved any if he still has it in his bin and he hasn't moved it, it's not contracted in any way, shape, or form, to, you know, buy the April put off, $5 put options, or even the 5/10s in this case, and lock that in. Now, what he could do against that position is sell maybe the 580 July calls for even money. So again, buy the April 5/10 puts, sell the July 580 calls, lock in 5 or even 5/10 on the May board, and see if we get a pullback, to protect oneself. Those puts and April puts go off late March. Maybe you want to be in for the quarterly stocks report. You could do May options as well. But I would look at some sort of combo like that, risk reversal.
And Lusk says that with all the uncertainties in the markets right now, you also need to keep an eye on the bottom end of things.
It's locking in this downside here because we closed last year at 456.5. That puts 10% higher at 503. Can it go higher? Of course it can. If they take whole crop 20% higher, you're going up to about 548, 549. Well, in that vein, you know, March is probably off the board by then, you know, but I think, you know, those are targets longer term, but I just feel that if beans get pressured here, because we're not going to be competitive at these prices in China for any meaningful business, and if weather is more agreeable down in Argentina, the market's going to have a hard time with 350,000 longs, in my opinion, in the corn market, you know, to extend another 10% here to the upside without a story.
And now, let's head over to Megan Grebner. Megan?
Thanks, John. Thanks, Sean. It was another strong week for direct cash cattle business. Southern live deals were up mostly $208. That's $6 to $7 higher than the previous week's weighted averages. Northern dressed cattle were up mostly $330, which was steady to $2 higher than the previous week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Tony Hancock with the Missouri Department of Agriculture says it's been a little bit like a broken record in sale barns throughout the state.
New record high price after new record high price, and we sure seen some of those around the state this week. A first for us in Missouri was we had some light featherweight 349-pound steers that sold for $5 a pound. Now, it was a really small package, and that's sure not the market, but it's still interesting to, and exciting, I guess, for someone to hit that $5 mark. We had some light five weights that passed $4 a pound. So, that's some marks that we've never seen before. Those light five weights for the entire state averaged 364. When we look at some six weights, we had a load of 609-pound steers sell at 339.75. a load of 702-pound steers at 310.50. A lot of those, I won't say a lot, several of those light seven weights passed the $3 mark once again. For the average in the state, the 7 to 750-pound steers averaged 290.
He tells Brownfield the cattle markets aren't the only thing that have been impressive. And despite the ample supplies of hay, he says Missouri's hay market has remained strong.
Every shape, size you can imagine, quality across the board, from some grinding hay all the way up to some of the best alfalfa from some of the western states that was trucked in that most guys have probably ever seen. Surprisingly, that market has held pretty good. It's really surprised me given how big the supply is.
And finally, according to the USDA's weekly feeder pig report, early wean pigs were steady to weak and all feeder pigs were steady. Demand was moderate for moderate offerings. The weighted average this week for all early wean pigs was 8108, and the weighted average for all feeder pigs was 10774. With John Perkins, I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
This ABC News update on WRCO is sponsored this hour by Prem Meats, your upscale retail meat market with two locations to serve you even better in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, a meat processing, grocery,